The latest plan was a scaled-down version of what was once called the Mega Malls. Pi'ilani Promenade was turned down by the State Land Use Commission, which unanimously rejected the project's final environmental impact statement. Dallas-based landowner Seraphim Realty Advisors took over the project from a previous developer, cutting back on plans for two large-scale outlet malls. The area's legal classification was changed from agricultural to urban more than 20 years ago. 4 years ago, the Land Use Commission ruled the previous project, which included nearly 700,000 square feet of retail space, did not meet conditions for the land. Community opposition remained strong against the latest version as well. This one called for 530,000 square feet of business and commercial development, along with 226 multifamily apartments. More than three dozen testifiers turned out at the LUC's latest hearing, with critics outnumbering supporters by a margin of roughly 3-1. Opponents said there is plenty of unused commercial space in South Maui, and they wanted more housing instead. They also thought the study was incomplete. The Land Use Commission agreed. But developers aren't giving up. Owners' representative Charlie Jenks said they would regroup and try to come back with a more complete study. From the Maui News, I'm Colleen Nwechi for Hawaii Public Radio.